Wow, it is sure bright up here. I can't see any of you. That's very funny. So, as you heard, myself, like I'm sure most everybody in the audience, really enjoy spending my off time playing outside. And one very, very cold November a couple of years back, I found myself backpacking through the Toyabe Range, which is a lovely range in central-ish, emphasis on the ish, Nevada. In central Nevada, not the Nevada, just kind of a Nevada. and it's a pretty remote mountain range. We were out there for 4 days, and we only ran into two other parties. And so we find ourselves, fast forward, to our final night before we head back down to the cars. And we find this like very welcoming looking campsite. It's below the tree line, and we've spent most of our time up above the trees in this like barren, wonderful landscape. And so we're surrounded by all these junipers, and there's like a blanket of snow on the ground. It's a couple days old, so it's a little crusty. And we set up our tent, and we get to making dinner. Tasty bites, top notch. And so we finish eating dinner and we watch the sun go down and we look at our watches. We're like, oh my gosh, it's 5 o'clock and it's very cold. So into the tent. And so we crawl into the tent and we try to figure out how we're going to busy ourselves until we're tired enough to fall asleep. And so we like try to play cribbage. It's like a 1.5 person tent and it just like winds up being elbow twister. And so we dispense with that idea and turn on an audiobook. So we start listening to The Poisonwood Bible by Barbara Kingsolver, which if anybody has read it, you know includes a lot of close encounters that the primary characters have with African wildlife. So we listen to this and at some point we're finally tired enough that we're like, okay, I think we can fall asleep. So turn it off, put the phone away, and then just the sound of silence presses down on our chests. This is miraculous. And then, not more than a minute later, we hear this chirp, chirp, chirp. And Dia and I are like, huh, like a Nevada monkey? Like maybe it's like a toucan. And we're like, maybe it's like a pine marten. I've probably never heard what a pine marten sounds like. That's definitely a pine marten. And she goes, yeah, yeah, it was a mountain lion, right? And I was like, yeah, that's definitely a mountain. So we just kind of like nod and we're like, okay, all right, this is the situation. And so we strain our little ears for any indication of where it might be and we just hear nothing. And then startlingly, I'm still a little concerned by this reaction, we just fell asleep. And then I woke up a couple of hours later to the sound of crunch, crunch, crunch. Footsteps leading right up to the side of my head. And the tent wall is right here. And then before I knew what was happening, like my eyes like wide open, my heart's thumping, the side of the tent presses in against my face. And I hear this noise right in my nose. Immediately I turn into like Santa Claus Tom Waits and I'm like, oh, hey there. And immediately the tent depresses from the side of my face, and then nothing, no sound of retracting footsteps or anything. Cindy is like, cool, is that the cat? And I was like, yeah, pretty sure it was the cat. And then we sit there, and again, we strain our little ears and we try to collect data from the inside of our sleeping bags, and no data is collected. We can't hear anything. And then, for the second time, very concerned that this was my response, we fell asleep. It was great. Which I think was maybe indicative of like we were like moderately hypothermic. but we fell asleep, which was like sweet, sweet mercy. And then the next time we woke up, it was to the light shining on the walls of the tent, and it was this very pleasant, like rose-colored glasses experience. We're like, whew, we made it. Done. Great. And we kind of laid there and reminisced on whether or not, you know, we actually had a mountain lion in camp that night, or if our minds were just playing tricks on us because it was dark. And we kind of landed on, oh, maybe 50-50, you know. It could have been a mountain lion, but also it could have been anything else, the pine marten. So we finally get up the gusto to go outside into the very cold, cold morning and start making coffee. So we crawl out of our sleeping bags and we unzip the door to the tent. And then we unzip the door to the vestibule and then we push back the flap on the fly. And sitting right in front of the door is a huge pile of cat poop. And we look at it and we're like, that's pretty funny. It's a big pine marten. We crawl out of the tent. We know it's not a pine marten. We know it's not a pine marten. We know it's a cat. And we crawled out of the tent, and then we turn around and we look back. And we turn around and we look back at the tent, our little space for the night. And in the snow around our tent are just layers of cat tracks. So it was crunching, it was making noise, we didn't wake up, I don't know what was going on. And so we make our coffee and we like look up in the juniper and like half expects like the mountain lion to like be waiting there with our coffee for us. And so we make our coffee, we pack up our tent and we start back down the trail towards our cars. And the primary, we thought about two things as we were walking back. One, we thought about how grateful we were that we got to enter the food chain and then walk away from being. It was really nice to just be a curiosity for the cat as opposed to like a meal. But more specifically, we reflected upon, and to this day reflect upon, how miraculous and terrifying it is that your brain can take in all of this information about what's happening and either tell you that that's not happening or note that it is happening and you are probably fine and should just go back to bed. Has a lot of application to this story, but it's something that I've put in my back pocket. When just walking through normal life, what am I actually experiencing that I know I'm experiencing, but that like my conscious brain just hasn't realized yet? So thank you all.